The Holy Gospel appointed for the first Sunday after Christmas, as we continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus, is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. Now when the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to have the same kind of trust Joseph had when the angel of the Lord told him to rise and take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, where Herod is about to destroy him. Not only that, but later to trust again in the Lord when the angel told him to rise and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought to destroy him were dead. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today on this first Sunday after Christmas is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for today, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2, with special attention to verses 13, 19, and 20. Now when the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought to take the child's life are dead." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, and the King of Israel, behold, I bring you bad news of great sadness. Strange, isn't it? And yet it's true. Even though last Christmas Eve and last Christmas Day we heard the message of good news of a great joy, when the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds out in the field saying, "Be not afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Today, it's not good news. As a matter of fact, it's indeed bad news of great sadness. Instead of joy and happiness, it's sadness and great grief. Unfortunately, after the birth of Jesus, as the Christ child of Bethlehem, the Savior, the Messiah, King Herod ordered the mass killings of Jewish male infants who were 2 years old or under, living in Bethlehem and all of its vicinity. It's a great tragedy of man's inhumanity to man in the killing of innocent male infants. Can we imagine for just a moment the cry, the agony, and the grief of all the parents in Bethlehem with the slaughter of their young infant sons? It must have been literally devastating to witness their death at the hand of Herod. That's why an angel of the Lord warned Joseph in a dream, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for this child to destroy him." And that's precisely what Joseph did. He rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Unfortunately, not everyone was celebrating good news of great joy when Jesus was born as the Messiah, as the Savior, and as the new King of Israel. Even though Herod told the wise men or the Magi that he wanted to see and worship Jesus as the newborn King of Israel, "Go and make a careful search for the child, and as soon as you found him, report to me, so that I may go and worship him." That was not his intention at all. Herod wanted to kill Jesus. Now an infant between the age of 1 and 2, because he and all the people in Jerusalem were afraid that Jesus was going to usurp Herod's authority and become the new king of the Jews. As a matter of fact, after the Magi found Jesus in the house with Mary and Joseph, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And after having seen and worshipped Jesus, they did not go back to Herod and report to him as agreed upon, because an angel of the Lord warned them in a dream not to return, but to go to their own country by another way. So when Herod found out that he had been tricked by the Magi, who were not only Gentiles, but astrologers from Persia or southern Arabia, he became literally furious. He was so upset. As we read in our text, Herod, when he saw that he was tricked by the wise men, became furious. And he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. As a matter of fact, Herod was so ruthless, cruel, that he even murdered his own wife. Can you imagine that? His three sons, his mother-in-law, his brother-in-law, an uncle, and many others in the inner circle of his own family and close friends. He was paranoid and afraid that even the members in his own family would usurp his authority as the king of the Jews. Fortunately, by the grace of God, Jesus' life was spared. Before all the children, the male infants in Bethlehem were killed as Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night, not during the day, in the darkness of the night, and departed to Egypt. And he remained there until the death of Herod. And it was only after King Herod died that an angel of the Lord appeared again to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, rise, take the child and his mother and go back to the land of Israel." But when Joseph found out that Herod's son was now the new king of the Jews, he was afraid to go. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." And it was in Nazareth that Jesus made his home with his parents, Mary and Joseph, until about the age of 30, working with his father as a carpenter. And it was then that Jesus began his 3-year public and messianic ministry with his baptism at the Jordan River. And anointed by the Holy Spirit, as a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Yes, Jesus was spared his life early on as an infant, so that he could give his life later on as the Son of Man and become the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Yes, even though we have bad news today of great sadness for those male infants killed by Herod a long time ago, at the same time, today we are also filled with great joy that Jesus' life was indeed spared so that you and I could have him as our Messiah and enjoy today the forgiveness of our sins and the gift of eternal life through our faith in Jesus as our Savior. As a matter of fact, as we are about to end another year and begin a new year in 2020, Jesus offers us again the gift of his salvation as we partake again of the true body and blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit today as we rejoice at the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies that Jesus has indeed become our Savior and Messiah. Yes, this was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet: "Out of Egypt I called my son." And what was spoken by the prophets might be also fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." Yes, today we rejoice again at the good news that she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's what the name Jesus really means: "For he shall save his people from their sins." The words we sang today about the name of Jesus Jesus' name of wondrous love, name all other names above, unto which must every knee bow in deep humility. Jesus' name of priceless worth to the fallen sons of earth for the promise that He gave. Jesus shall His people save. God bless you, you and your family, as we all begin a new year with Jesus. And thank Jesus for the year that has just passed. Looking forward to new challenges, new opportunities, new joys, and yes, some tears and grief that will come again along the way. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, whose birth we celebrate and rejoice, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be with us unto life everlasting.